21 through 24. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced. That's the title of our thoughts this evening. Jesus rejoiced. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned, let's go ahead and read through 24. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Jesus rejoiced. What caused Jesus to rejoice? What brought joy to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? In that hour, Jesus rejoiced. That hour in which Jesus rejoiced is that moment when the 70 witnesses that had been sent forth returned, and Jesus spoke to them and Jesus addressed them. And in that hour, Jesus rejoiced. Verse 17 through 21 has the returning of the 70 and Christ addressing them. And it's in that hour that Jesus rejoiced. Verse 17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Jesus says some powerful stuff that any of us would be envious to know, to have given to us. And Jesus said to them, don't rejoice in all of this. Rejoice in the fact that your names are written in heaven. You have nothing worth rejoicing over other than that your name is written in heaven. If you cannot rejoice tonight knowing your name is written in heaven, you need to be saved. And all that God would save your soul tonight, before it's too late, all that God would enable you to be able to rejoice because your name is written in heaven. Do you know your name is written in heaven? There's only one way to know if your name is written in heaven. That is to know if you're saved. If you're truly saved, your name is written there. You can't have assurance that your name is written there outside of Christ. No matter how bad you hope for it, you can't rejoice because your name is written in heaven if you don't know it's there. So it's in that hour. In verse 17, verse 20, and verse 21, you find joy mentioned. The 70 returned again with joy in verse 17. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but Jesus said, rejoice in verse 20. And in verse number 21, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced. In that hour, joy is the subject. And Jesus rejoiced. In verse number 21, you see, Jesus rejoiced in the Trinity. You see the Trinity laid forth in verse number 21. In that hour, there's Jesus rejoiced in spirit. There's the Spirit. And said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven. There's God the Father. So he rejoiced in the Trinity of the Godhead. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced. Verse number 21, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent. Jesus rejoiced in the sovereignty of the Father. Jesus rejoiced in the sovereignty of God. That deep, wonderful truth that so many wrestle with, that so many reject, so many refuse to believe, Jesus rejoiced in the sovereignty of the Father in keeping some folks from seeing truth. Did you hear what I just said? He rejoiced in the sovereignty of God concerning those that he had hid the truth from, who were blinded and unable to see that truth. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. He rejoiced that God had chosen to hide truth, hide these things from some. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, First Corinthians 1, verse 26 through 31. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, not many. Even here, the word is glorifying God. Even here, God's people are encouraged to rejoice that not many are given to know these things. Not many are given to understand some things. How that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence, But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Amen. He rejoiced in the sovereignty of God in not letting some see, choosing to keep some from seeing. I sat up at the conference, and I don't remember if I said anything here along those lines, but Genesis 7, verse number 6, has Noah and his family going into the ark, and God shut the door. He shut the door. And we forget that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The only reason those 8 souls were in the ark was because God chose for them to be in that ark. And the only reason others were not in that ark was because God did not choose them. Can you rejoice in that? That's hard truth. It's much despised truth. People run Baptist down the road because they think they've got us all figured out. Sometimes because we believe these things. But we only believe these things because they're truth. We only believe these things because they're in the Bible. They're in Scripture. And because it is truth and because it's in Scripture, we can't do anything but glorify God. I don't think anybody who's had this great truth revealed to them can truly ever be mad about it. I think if you have not had it revealed to you, you can be mad about it. But if God has ever shown you this great truth, you rejoice in the fact that he revealed it to you. And it doesn't give you the big head and doesn't cause you to be exalted. It causes you to appreciate your salvation that much more and appreciate the grace of God that much more. God chose not to let anybody else on that ark. He chose not to effectually work upon any others. Yes, because of their sin. But you can't get away from the fact that God chose not to show them the grace that he chose to show Noah. He had not chosen to reveal this to some. No man can see these things unless it's revealed to them of the Father. That's why you can't get the big head. You didn't come to that understanding yourself. God showed you that. God showed you, I'm God, I'm sovereign. I have a people I've chosen to save. I'm going to save every single one of them. Not a one of them is going to be lost. Jesus rejoiced in the sovereignty of God in that he hid some things from people, was not given to them to know. In that same verse of our text, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent. I rejoice that you've hid these things from some, but I rejoice because thou hast revealed them unto babes. So he rejoiced because he chose to keep it from some, but we also see he rejoiced because he revealed it to others. as 1 Corinthians put it, the smart and the intellectual and the brains and what have you, God hasn't chosen much of them. Of the weak and the ignorant and unlearned and what have you, God has chosen many of them. And he's revealed to them this great truth. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Verse 12 and 13. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, which were born what? But of God. But of God. Philippians chapter 1. Verse 27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given in behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Unto you is given in behalf of Christ to believe on his name. It's given to you. Not earned, not deserved, not worked up, not of yourself, your origin, but it is given unto us to believe on Christ. It is given unto us also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me and now hear to be in me. Rejoiced in the sovereignty of God, because some had been kept from seeing, rejoiced in Christ, in the Father, excuse me, because some had been given to know these things. Jesus rejoiced. Verse 21 of our text. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things. I thank thee, Father, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. I thank thee that thou hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. He rejoiced because it just seemed good in God's sight to do this thing, to do these things. Jesus rejoiced because it seemed good. As Ephesians tells us, chapter 1. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Praise God. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. Do you hear that? Praise God! He has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, because it just seemed good to Him. It doesn't have to make sense to you or to me. God just pleased Himself, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. He predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Praise God for His grace. That unmerited favor, unearned, undeserved favor. Praise God for grace, which chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Praise God for His grace that chose us, predestinated us, just because it pleased Him and not because it makes sense to anybody. We use the term grace much freer than I think we fully understand. Grace, God's unmerited favor. We rattle that off just like that. But grace is, God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. He chose us before the foundation of the world, predestinated us in the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself. That's grace. Much broader then we typically give it definition. In verse number 22 of our text, rereading verse 21, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that Thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent. I thank You, Father, You've hid it from some. I thank You, Father, because You hast revealed it to the babes. You've revealed it to some. I thank You, Father, praise You, because so it seemed good in Thy sight. Then in verse number 22, Jesus magnifies Himself. This is not something Christ did often. But here in this 22nd verse, He magnifies Himself. He magnifies Himself. All things are delivered to Me of My Father. Jesus speaking. All things are delivered into My hands. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like Matthew 28. All power, all authority is given unto Me in heaven and in earth. He didn't do it often, but here is a couple occasions where He magnified Himself. And He needed to magnify Himself, and God was acceptable and pleased with Him magnifying Himself. All things are delivered unto Me of My Father. I have all power, all authority. See, everything we do, and I can't stress this enough, everything we do is not because we have authority. Everything we do is because He has all authority. All that we do under His authority. All the glory belongs unto Jesus because God has given him all authority. And we believe in authority and we insist on authority. But let us never forget whose authority it is. It's the authority that was given to Jesus Christ. He magnified himself. All things are delivered to me of my Father. No man knoweth who the Son is but God. Nobody knows, Jesus says, nobody knows me but God the Father. Nobody knows God. Nobody knows who God is but the Son. So he says, all things are delivered to me of my Father. No man knoweth who the Son is but the Father. And no man knows who the Father is but the Son. But notice the twist he adds. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. See, he's magnifying himself. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. No man knows who the Son is but God the Father. Nobody knows who God the Father is but the Son. And those that I reveal him to. The only one who can know God, understand God, know anything about God, are those that the Son reveals him to. You know God? He's your Father? You're his child? You know anything about God? It's only because Jesus has revealed it to you. And glory be to God, and glory be to the Son. So he says, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent. Thou hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, because it seemed good in thy sight, all things are delivered unto me. All power, all authority is given unto me. No man knows the Son but the Father. No man knows the Father but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. And then in verse 23, this is you. This is me. Or should I say, is it you? Is it me? All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Blessed are your eyes. You! Blessed are your eyes, which see the things that you see. Not only are most people offended and most people made mad at the things we believe, particularly about grace, but most haven't ever seen it. They don't grasp it. They never will see it or grasp it. But the Son has revealed the Father to us. And we see these things because He has revealed them to us. If you can't get happy and if you can't get excited about that, well, then you never experience that. Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. Emphasizes it more in verse 24. For I tell you, many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them. And to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Who are these prophets and kings? Most likely, it's referring to those prophets and the kings from the Old Testament. All the Old Testament prophets and all the Old Testament saints and all the kings and the people of authority from the Old Testament, They longed to see these things and they weren't allowed to. They never saw those things. But our eyes have seen, because he has revealed them to us. Are you going to apply it to the present time? That there were prophets, that there were kings at the time of Christ's ministry that desired to see these things but were forbidden? I don't guess you do much harm to Scripture. Because the point is, you see it, I see it, we see it. Because the Son has revealed the Father and revealed these things to us. And we don't get the big head because we had nothing to do with it. If he chose us before the foundation of the world, guess what? We weren't there. If he predestinated us before we were ever even thought of, we had nothing to do with it. It's grace. God chose us in Christ while we were yet sinners. And I believe that comes from the mouth of the Apostle Paul. But I always read that, I always understand that as he died for us while we were yet sinners. I don't think that's Paul speaking about when he was up on the cross. He died for Paul and others while they were yet lost, though there's a truth to that. But why we were yet sinners in the mind of God. God chose Christ to die for us. And he died for us while we were yet sinners. He saved us. God chose us in Christ, knowing all the sins we'd ever commit. And he chose us in Christ. Jesus rejoiced at the sovereignty of God in hiding and concealing some truth from some. Jesus rejoiced in the sovereignty of the Father because he hath revealed certain truths to certain ones. He rejoiced because it just seemed good to God. Jesus magnifies himself. All things are delivered unto me of the Father. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Nobody knows the Father but the Son. Nobody knows the Son but the Father. And nobody knows God except those who the Son reveals him to. And then he pronounces, blessed are those eyes that have seen. Blessed are we that we see these things that so many desire to see and never will. Let's stand together. Have a verse of